Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hey, Dwight. It's Jerome at CBA. How are you?
I'm hanging in, man. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm sorry. We've been playing a little phone tag, but I just wanted to reach back out, and get a gauge at where you're at. You had spoken a little bit ago with one of our associates, Sid, here, about 808 Sugar Hill, and just wanted to reach back out and see where you were in that process, with that property.
Yeah, well, as I was telling him, right now I think I'm gonna hold on. I got a little maintenance that I'm getting ready to do to my house anyway. I got guys over there working on some other stuff of ours, but I have a few things that I'm gonna do here, and like I'm still waiting to decide what I'm gonna do with on the phone with my business. I'm in trucking, man, and I'm trying to decide what I'm gonna do with my trucking stuff. And once I get that sorted out, I'll probably know a little more what I'm gonna do. I mean, y'all can check back with me in another month or something like that, and maybe hopefully by then I'll have my mind made up on exactly what I'm gonna do.
Got you, got you, got you. Kudos to you being in the truck and beer business, period. It's not easy at all.
Oh no, oh it really isn't, man. It's Oh boy,
Yeah, no,
yeah.
my family had a trucking business for a short time as well, about a 2 years, and that thing, it is no joke. You either gotta put up or shut up in the trucking industry,
Oh it's nothing like what it used to be, man. It's yeah, and you have a lot of overhead in trucking as well, and then you got. I don't. I'm getting. I'm matter of fact. I'm about away from brokers. I can't deal with them because they like to play that mind game with you and sitting back, skinning and grinning at you the whole time. And I can't do that.
No, I completely understand. It was always ups and downs when we were in it. They just want you to do the most for the absolute pennies on the dollar, absolutely nothing half the time.
That's right, man. I mean, in the market today, I mean, more or less, I mean, I gotta say, everybody will get you if you let them. So, and trucking is the worst of it. So, I mean, I don't know any business that is any worse than on the trucking side. I'm telling you.
No, it's
But that's where I'm at, man. With that, I'm just trying to wait to see what's gonna happen here with the ball, how it's gonna drop here, and with that, when they're on the trucking side, whether I'm gonna stay in it or give it up.
Got you, got you. So you're currently in Sugar Hill Road.
That's where I'm at. Yep, we're living here.
Got you, got you.
Yeah.
And I mean, were you considering letting it go to, I mean, I guess put more back into the trucking side of things, or
No, I'm not. I mean, I have several trucks, and I'm just trying to wait to see, what's gonna happen here within the industry, whether I want to stay in or whether I want to get out.
Got you.
And once I decide that, then I know more of what I'm gonna do, to be honest with you.
Got you. Got you. Now that makes sense. That does. It's a lot of variables, and like I said, I've been in it myself. I don't probably not as long as you, but at the same time, I got a sneak peek in what it's like, and it's
Oh yeah, I mean I've been dealing with trucking for 40 plus, so
Oh, wow.
I've been dealing with it. I mean I haven't been, a owner, but I've been dealing with it. I started back in the 80s. Well, matter of fact, in 78, I started out my driving on 10-wheel in 78. So
You've been on the road.
I've been dealing with it for a minute, and so yeah. But I mean, and I don't go out and run as far as I used to anymore. But like I said, I'm just waiting to see what's going. what's gonna happen here. And I mean, I say in a month, and in a month it might not tell me, but you know, I just, you got irons in the fire, and you gotta get them out, or either you're just gonna be stuck like Chuck if you leave them in there and you can't get them out. So
Yeah, you're right about that one.
yeah, so that's where I'm at right now. I mean, that's what's got me, you know, at a more or less of a standstill on whether I'm gonna get rid of my, close the business out, get rid of that, and whether I'm, you know, gonna sell or what I'm gonna do.
Got you, got you. I'm assuming you travel, but not drive after.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm, my goal is, you know, to give this stuff up, and I wanna, you know, somewhat relax and get a little enjoyment out of life is my goal here. I mean, if you can understand that.
Tell me about it. Can I understand? I completely understand that one.
Yeah, that's my goal, man. So I mean, like I said, I'm just a little bit at a standstill until I can make up my mind here on what I'm gonna do with my business.
Got you. Got you. And that's perfectly fine. That's perfectly fine. I mean, we'll be here. I just definitely wanted to, reach back out because things change in the drop of a dime, especially with the way the world is and this
Oh,
election
yeah.
today. It's crazy, but I definitely will, follow back up in a month or so
Oh
with
yeah, you're more than welcome to you know, check back with me, man. That's not a problem. You can check back with me and you know, see where I'm at, or you know what, you know, we can do any type of business.
Okay. It sounds like a plan. Sounds like a plan.
All right, yep, that's not a problem. And you know, like I said, just you know, month or so, you know, you can give me a call back.
Okay, will do, will do. But I appreciate you for your time so far, Mr. Shell.
Not a problem, not a problem, my man.
All right, all right. Well, you take care. Have a good rest of your day, and be careful on the roads if you go out.
Appreciate it. You have a good one too.
You too. Bye bye.
All right.